Seattle's Cinerama Theater reopened yesterday. The theater is newly renovated just in time for holiday blockbusters, and it was an ambitious renovation. Robert Aaron works for Vulcan Real Estate, that's Cinerama owner Paul Allen's company. Here's how Aaron describes what Allen asked him to do.
I mean, literally the best movie theater in the world.
The new improved Cinerama has a top-of-the-line laser projector, a top-of-the-line sound system, leather seats with a lot of leg room, and local food at the concession stand, and oh, let's not forget the liquor license. Here's Robert Aaron again.
We thought, well, we can do one thing, but that maybe not have the impact that doing lots of things is going to do, because everybody has a different reason for coming to the movie. So the more things that we could do to improve the experience, the more we'll capture a greater audience.
And that's important when it comes to the movie business. Jennifer Bean directs the Cinema and Media Studies program at the University of Washington. She says just look around you to understand why they're pulling out all the stops.
If you're walking down the street, or if you're sitting in one of my classrooms, or if you're sitting in a restaurant, it might begin to be apparent as to why movie going, film going as an experience seems to be diminishing. And why there is such a need and an attempt on the part of those who have renovated the Cinerama to bring people back to the theater, because everywhere you go, there's a screen. It's a small screen. It's an iPad. It's an iPhone. It's an Android. It's a those proliferation of screens are such that, well, why would you want to go out and see a film?
And boy, those little cat videos and Vines and Vimeos are almost the antithesis of Cinerama. This particular theater, the Cinerama, opened in 1963. But let's take a step back, because Cinerama is actually the name for a type of film screening, film technology. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly?
Yeah, it was three cameras that are yoked together that are shooting simultaneously. And then again, in the projection booth, three cameras. You also have three screens that are placed together. Now, you have all these, if you look back at the kind of content, the moment when this is Cinerama, which was the first film that was shot in order to show off the Cinerama technology. If you look at contemporary views, like one that was in the New York Times of that event, there is a sense of people were screaming and fainting, that it's kind of a moment of the sensory impact of the image that's wrapping around, that is akin to, as reporters at that time suggested, like arrival of a train at a station.
It was thrilling, but it was also, for the theater owners, incredibly expensive. This particular Cinerama theater was specially constructed. It's huge. I've been into one of the projection booths to look at the cameras. I mean, it's not just buying a camera. You have to buy these special three cameras. And I'm curious how theater owners could justify laying out that kind of money in early 1960s.
Yeah. I would say there's a very complicated history here, very intricate, very interesting, that has many resonances with what's happening today with the renovation of a place like the Cinerama to create an event, to create something that's different. So it is the 50s. It is the advent of television and the rapid acceleration throughout that decade from approximately, I'm going to wobble with statistics here, 5% in 1949-50 of televisions in the American homes to a 85 to 90% saturation by the end of the 1950s. But along with that, you also have the transformation in kind of urban environments in particular. You think of it, late 1940s, what's happening? It's the end of World War II. The men are returning and women from the home front. It's the beginning of the baby boom. But it's also very, very importantly, a moment in the 50s where a phenomena, an area that we now call the suburbs, kind of comes into being. And so if you are living now in one of these suburbs that's in the outskirts of a city, and you have I Love Lucy playing on this really cool black and white screen in your home, why would you take all the effort to go out? The one reason you're going to do it is because there's something that is so different. That's the big screen. That's the Technicolor. It's Cinerama.
Something
it's
different.
I think it was a risky investment on all parts, and I don't believe historically that it paid off. in the way they wanted with that one particular technology.
I'm talking with Jennifer Bean, who's the director of cinema and media studies at the University of Washington. The Cinerama Theater actually couldn't compete with Technicolor and CinemaScope and all those other Vitascope. There's a million of them. So they switched. They went to a more traditional format, and they still didn't manage to really make it. And by the 90s, by the time Paul Allen actually bought this theater, if it was playing anything, the Cinerama was playing second, third, fourth run movies. So, well, this Cinerama in the 90s almost stopped being a theater. I understand they were going to make it perhaps into a rock climbing club. So Paul Allen, who happens to be one of the world's richest men and lives here and likes movies and had this great memory of seeing 2001 A Space Odyssey there, stepped in and bought it. And so it leads me to wonder whether a grand theater like this could survive without a patron, if you will, a sugar daddy.
That's an excellent question. It takes a visionary. It takes someone who's committed to the history of film going, the historical nature of these buildings that are a rich part of our cultural history, and the kind of foresight and the vision to see how this type of a historical environment can be remade for the contemporary moment, for 2015 and beyond. And it's right in the middle of downtown. Now, keep in mind, we also have, yes, we have suburbs. Those still exist. But we also have, in Seattle, as in other urban environments, increasingly a number of urban dwellers, more so than have historically been. I would say in the past 10 years in Seattle, the number of townhouses and condominiums and apartments built in, you know, neighborhoods like Ballard that you can easily make it to downtown. I'm hoping that's going to contribute to the kind of desire and recognition that for the ticket price of $15, which is a lot less than going out to the symphony or to a large musical show at the Paramount, that you can have a really different experience. You can get out. You can interrupt the daily flow of images across your screens and mixed with texts and embedded URLs into computers to really break away from your screens and people's potential metacarpal syndrome that's developing everywhere. Go to the Cinerama. It will heal you.
Boy, they should hire you, Jennifer. They really should. Jennifer Bean directs the Cinema and Media Studies program at the University of Washington. Seattle Cinerama Theater reopened yesterday with Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1.